This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops developed Vadhavan Port in Maharashtra and developed the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the cabinet approved minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oil seeds will benefit the farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has decided to develop first offshore wind terminals. He said two projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu having 500 megawatt capacities each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects valued at more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming JNK event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to government service. He will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. On 21st June, PM Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. UGC NET June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the government. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the inputs from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation. India Post Payments Bank IPPB has partnered with Ria Money Transfer, global leader in cross-border money transfers, to provide convenient and affordable doorstep financial services to customers in remote areas across the country. As per the statement released by Ministry of Communications, the partnership between IPPB and Ria will enhance access to banking services at customers' doorsteps, allowing them to withdraw only the amounts they need immediately. The ministry said this initiative aims to mitigate the previous challenges and risks, fostering true financial inclusion. Through this partnership, the International Inward Money Transfer Service will initially be available at over 25,000 post office locations, with an expected reach to over 1 lakh locations through the post offices. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will reach Colombo today as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of bilateral partnership. This will be External Affairs Minister's first bilateral visit after the formation of new government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Tamil Nadu, 15 people died and more than 15 are undergoing treatment at Kalakurichi and Salem government hospitals after allegedly consuming illicit liquor in Kalakurichi. District Collector Shravan Kumar Jatwat said that the cause of death is yet to be ascertained. Most of the victims had complained of giddiness, stomach pain and irritation in the eyes. More than 10 were referred to the nearby Jawaharlal Institute of Postgraduate Medical Education and Research, Puducherry, for advanced treatment. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Massie Ebden have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Queen's Club Championships in London last night. The top-seeded Indo-Australian duo triumphed over the Austrian pair of Alexander Erler and Lucas Miedler in the straight set 6-4, 6-4 in the pre-quarterfinal. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, South Africa defeated USA by 18 runs in a Super 8 clash from Group 2 at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua last night. England is currently taking on West Indies in the Group 2 clash at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia, while India and Afghanistan will begin their Super 8 campaign for Group 1 in Kingston Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.